under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We put those markers in again for the podcast. If somebody says to you, hey, did you hear Trucker Randy's second hour today? Well, you know how to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Make sure you grab hour two, segment one. It's the second hour, first half hour. Hour two, second segment is the last half hour of each hour. Six podcasts a day are there. So as soon as you click on it, yep, it was hour number two, the first half hour. We put those in there on purpose. Listen on demand. Well, I don't listen to your show because I have to work 9 to noon Monday through Friday. So do I. So I can't change the show's time to accommodate your work schedule. You have to listen on demand or on the stream player, but you need the information. Your friends need the information. As a matter of fact, you can right mouse click on a computer or tablet and you can copy the link's address right there from the podcast website. Once you copy it, copy the link address. You can email it. You can text it. You can send it to anybody you want. You can post it on social media. Share the information. Now, one thing I want to remind you, not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday, the super event for Presque Isle County Republican Party. This is going to be a big event. You need to be a part of it. Text me PI for Presque Isle. I'll send you the flyer with Darren Darga's phone number on it. He's running for county clerk. He's also the treasurer for the Presque Isle County Republican Party. He'll get you your tickets. You'll be good to go. It's going to be a great event. Doors open at 5 at the Posen Community Center. Great meal. Great music. Mark Farner, the founding member of Grand Funk Railroad. He's been out on tour. He's back. He's going to be the keynote speaker. We'll have a conversation with him up on the stage. It's going to be great. So, text me PI. I'll send you the flyer information. You can call, get your tickets. I'm hoping that this is going to be 400 or 500 people. Dr. Cheryl Donnell is coming. If you've never heard her speak in person, she's coming to Presque Isle County. We've got a lot of information that we're going to be sharing and talking about with Mark, getting his perspective on things. We'll take a few questions from the audience. It's going to be a great event. Silent auction, live auction, all kinds of great things that are going to be there. Absolutely appreciate you guys attending it with us. Two nights before, on Thursday the 9th, I'm going to be at Maseauke County. They've asked me to be their keynote speaker. We'll be providing the music for them as well. Got a great speech lined up for them, lots of information. Hopefully we'll have some fun in the process. Maseauke County on May 9th. Short break. We'll get back to the stories. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I got a text message from a couple of people. Actually, I got numerous text messages regarding the different groups that are posting on social media. One of the things that's coming to me is that these are absolutely, absolutely unbelievable, unbelievable stories, flat out lies, accusations, allegations, that are simply not true. Social media is blowing up with all kinds of conspiracy theories, all kinds of craziness going on in a couple of our counties in our listening area. Kind of interesting, because as I get this information, I can't believe what they're saying out there in social media. You can't address every single one. I get it. But when people are claiming I said something on this radio show that's not true, is a bald-faced lie, I'm going to call you out on it. Trucker Randy did not say on his radio show that people should run as Democrats. I never said that. I said I ran and filed as a Democrat for the 104th House District to protect six counties that the 104th House District represents. When the final filings were done, when I saw that this was going to be a pure Republican in a pure Democrat primary on August 6th, I withdrew, being shown on the website as being withdrawn from the race on Friday, April 26th, before 5 p.m. That's per the election laws. I am not a candidate as a Democrat for the 104th House District. Now, I know some Republicans couldn't figure it out. They didn't have the mental capacity to understand that it was a strategy, a political tactic. Others totally got it and thanked me for doing it. But some people, I guess they just don't have the IQ to understand that. That's okay. We're moving on. Now, one of the things that's happening is the clerk's race over in Mount Morenci. We have basically a communist, socialist, liberal Democrat who has lied for years to get elected to be the clerk in Mount Morenci. Cheryl Nielsen. Well, she came out with a letter a couple of weeks ago and says, I do not support conspiracy theories about the last election. I have confidence in the state's election process. So evidently, she feels that the initial reports of election fraud, the sworn affidavits by thousands of people, the actual forensic evidence that we have from Antrim County's audit, none of it was true. It was conspiracy theories. Well, Mount Morenci County Clerk Cheryl Nielsen, you have a primary challenger. Tim Jacobs from Mount Morenci is running for clerk. He'll be joining us in the last half hour of today's show, 11:30 to 11:48. He's a mailman. He starts work early in the morning and says, Randy, I'm usually done by 11:30. We're going to have him on the show. Because another woman, Make America Great, believes in putting America first, has filed for the 106th House District as a Democrat. Well, this, of course, was all Trucker Randy's doing. She was following his lead and has filed for the 106th House Democratic primary. And this is just a ploy to try to get her to be the Democrat candidate over the real Democrat. What's her name? Fielder or whatever? I don't even know. I don't even care. First of all, the 106th House District, folks, is a very strong leaning Republican. Whoever wins the August 6th primary, whether it's Todd Smallenberg or Cam Cavett, they will win the November election. The Democrat race has nothing to do with November. Why? Because they're going to lose. The Republican nominee will be the next state representative for the 106th, pure and simple. In the 106th House District, you got a very simple question. Do you want Cam Cavett or do you want Todd Smallenberg? Those are the only two filed candidates on the Republican side that you have to choose from. And it will be Republicans choosing. The Democrats will, of course, stay home and vote for their Democrat 106th candidate, as well as their choice for U.S. Congress, as well as U.S. Senate. There'll be no crossing over this year. Mission accomplished. And they don't like it. And they're putting out all kinds of lies and all kinds of propaganda about the challengers and how these incumbents deserve to be reelected. Well, we shall see. We shall see. And you have to understand that Presque Isle County, Mount Morenci, Antrim County, we're getting new clerks. It's that simple. Because people will be informed, engaged, educated, will share the information. You will be a storyteller. You will get this information out to people in Mount Morenci, and they'll know who to vote for. It's very simple. Very, 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 very simple. These Democrats in Northern Michigan who run as Republicans, you're going to be exposed. The people are going to know who the real Republicans are, the real conservatives, and they're going to vote for them on August 6th. It's that simple. In the establishment, it's going to fight like heck. They don't want to lose their power. They don't want to lose their ability to do what they do. Qualified voter files will be cleaned up. Dead people will be removed from our qualified voter files. People who no longer live in our counties. They are still on our qualified voter files. They're going to be removed. We are going to actually hand count the ballots every night, 9 days of early voting, election day, election night, and hand count a tally sheet and compare it to the tabulator tapes. If the hand count proves that the tapes are accurate, the ballots, the tapes, the tally sheets will all be bagged up and sealed and sent to the county clerk's offices for canvassing by the Board of Canvassers, two Republicans, two Democrats, and the clerk. Usually it's the deputy clerk who's in charge of elections. The clerk, especially if they're on the ballot, will be in the background observing. They won't actually be touching ballots, tabulator tapes, or tally sheets. This is what our new clerks are going to do. This is what our new clerks are going to do to restore election integrity and to be able to prove it to the community. Now, if your clerk is unchallenged, you need to confront that clerk and make sure they start working on immediately eliminating dead people and people who no longer live in our counties off the qualified voter files prior to the November election. During the 9 days of early voting, they need to count the ballots. There's not that many. At the end of the night, you take the ballots out of the tabulator machine, you hand count them on a tally sheet with workers that are being paid to work the election. Republicans and Democrats, together with a tally sheet, you count the votes. Print out the tape. You look at the numbers. If they match, you're good to go. I would think a clerk, I don't care if it's a city, a village, a township, a county clerk, would want to do this to be able to prove to the general public that we had our election. Every ballot was hand counted, put down on a tally sheet, and was compared to the tabulator tape of my machine in my jurisdiction. And guess what? They matched. The machines did not manipulate the ballots in any way, shape, or form. The question is, where did the ballots come from? Were they matched up signatures in the qualified voter files, in your voter registration files? Did the signatures match when you came in person for the application to get a ballot? Did it match your driver's license or your state ID? Do we know who these people are? Election workers in most of these small communities have been doing this for years. They know the voting public. They see them during primaries. They see them during general elections. They see them during midterm elections. They see them during presidential elections. Most of these people are elderly. They get paid to do the job. They come in and do their job, and they know the community. You see a bunch of people you've never seen before. Based on the declining population of the state of Michigan, people are leaving the state. It's bleeding residents, and Whitmer can't figure out how to stop it. But all of a sudden, a small little township, I'll just pick Onaway School District, Alice Township, surrounding areas of Onaway. Those clerks, those workers know everybody that lives in Onaway. All of a sudden, you see a bunch of people that you do not know. They speak Spanish. They don't even speak English. Really? Okay, I got a simple question. Are you a U.S. citizen? Are you a naturalized citizen? Do you even have constitutionally the right to vote? Or did you get flown into Alpena Airport or Traverse City, Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City, and did you get bused in to be an employee for a local employer in our community? Who are you? Birth certificate. Papers of naturalization, where you've become a citizen and have the right to vote. Show it to me. They don't do that. But do they question this person being there because they've never seen them before? You bet they do. Especially when they want to register to vote the same day they want to vote. Same day voter registration, you know, proposal 2. 9 days of early voting. Where did the ballots come from, and the people casting them, are they citizens, naturalized, and have the right to vote? If you're not willing to do that, take your name off the ballot. It's too late. Well, we'll do it for you. We'll vote for the other person. That's what we're going to be talking about with Tim Jacobs, 11:33 to 11:48 today. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.